of Lagos, baby. Get set.
That's right. Welcome, welcome, Lagos. It's six minutes past 10 o'clock. How are you doing this morning? What's up, Lagos is live. Oh, my God. Woo-hoo. I woke up excited. I woke up happy. I woke up glad, as usual. But today felt different. I don't know why. Today just felt a little different. It just felt a little... Okay, you can go ahead. Go ahead. A round of applause is fine. Welcome, Lagos. How are you doing this morning? We hope that you woke up on the bright side. We hope that you are alive and healthy and grateful indeed for life. Today is the 26th of April, 2022. It's a Tuesday. What a day to be alive, right? What a day indeed to be alive. I am Andrea. Odd to be Teke. And I'm never alone.
Even though you're a Liverpool fan.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a very obvious. This is the voice of the microphone heavyweight. I'll say that again. The voice of the microphone heavyweight, Collins. Teke, welcome. It is the day the Lord has made for us to be glad and rejoice in it. You know, what a day to be alive. When you say that, whenever you say that, I feel like it's not complete until I say it is the day the Lord has made for us to be glad and rejoice in it.
Absolutely, absolutely. We kick up the show with the feel of Lagos. If you're tuning for the first time, welcome. This is where radio happens. The feel of Lagos kicks up right now, where we get to find out what's happening around Lagos and how you are doing. So do tell us, are you fine? Are you okay? Well, hope that you have dusted your body off the dust of I'm trying to rhyme
falling down
I'm trying to rhyme.
Okay, what word? Dusted.
Hope you have dusted your body off the dust of the floor.
Start with the dust.
Okay, I hope you
have dusted the dust off your body.
Yeah, hope you have dusted the dust off your body.
There's no rhyme there. Okay,
oh,
let's leave dust.
Oh gosh,
I don't hope anything.
Oh, goodness. We hope that you're alive and healthy and well and, you know, just doing good. Hey,
that's right, man. I mean, see, look, it's radio like you've never known, really. We say this all the time. You never know what to expect. We can start from anywhere. We can start from anywhere, and it's going to be fun. And that's one thing we can guarantee you, that you leave better than you came. You know, tuning into the radio station, listening to the techers, automatically you live better than you came.
Oh, wow. That sounds like, you know, that you're an appropriate preacher telling you, you know what? You will never live here the same way you came.
Absolutely, absolutely. You see, what's the difference between, you know, the only difference is we don't have a pulpit right here, but trust me, we're ministering.
Oh.
I'm sure that we're ministering.
Mm.
Because for you to minister, it's got to minister to you.
Mm.
So the fact that I feel ministered to by, you know, being a part of the radio show tells me that we are ministering to someone out there,
right,
depending on what ministering is to you.
Okay.
But I'm sure that if it's information, you'll get. If it's entertainment, loads of great fun, you'll get. If it's,
education,
you will get. If it's inspiration and motivation, you'll get plenty of that. And most importantly, if it is joy and happiness and peace and freedom, you'll get plenty of that.
Absolutely. Talk about freedom. This is the only radio program where you have the freedom to scream, "What's up, Lagos?"
Yes! You can do that in the car, in your office, in the government house. You can do it anywhere. On Third Mainland Bridge, you can scream, "What's up, Lagos?" Nothing will happen. You are safe doing that. They ask you, "Why are you screaming?" Arrest him. You say, no. Sir, let me explain to you. Sorry. Wait. I did not scream on my own. No, you can't arrest me.
I was on that instruction.
I did not scream on my own. You explain to them, like, if it's a police officer, I say, officer, I know my rights. If I scream on my own, you will say, okay, I can arrest you.
Mm-hmm.
I did not scream on my own.
Right.
Have you listened to What's Up, Lagos? Have you listened to the techers? That is where the instruction we say is to scream. Go and hold them. Send them to us. Come and arrest us for asking to scream. But the whole idea is you've got to scream, "What's up, Lagos?" to let out all the negative energy and bringing all the positive to keep it going.
Absolutely. And talking about negative energy, you know, you have to wrap them up. If you're wondering what are negative energy, frustration is one.
Bam.
Anger is two. Mm-hmm. Sadness is three. All of them negative energy. You have to wrap them up and scream, "What's up, Lagos?"
That's right. Well, you didn't mention envy.
Envy, hatred, yeah. Hatred, yeah.
Jealousy.
Violence.
Violence.
Yeah.
These are things you should not allow them to cultivate in your heart. Because they're going to eat you up to the point where you lose yourself.
Right.
In the music, the moment, and no. I'm just saying, guys, by the way, but you cannot allow those energies to be in you if you want to be successful, if you really want to achieve, you know, greatness or be productive today.
Absolutely. On that note, the phone lines are open. Do call us up right now. 0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190. You can also drop a WhatsApp message
on 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805. Show me a better duo, and I'll give you the password to central bank. You're gonna get money from there.
Remember, the flip side of 11 will be bringing you the family talk, a continuation of yesterday's conversation. So I can't wait for that one.
I cannot wait for that too, because man, as parents, we've got to have this conversation.
Right.
Perhaps we'll be fixing something that is eating deep in our society by just having this conversation on radio.
Absolutely.
Lagos, are you ready? Because we are ready. Hi, what's up, Lagos? Good morning. Hello.
Wow.
Yes, you're live. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes! Yes! Just alive!
Woo! Just alive indeed. But he went away.
Yeah, but I mean,
call back if you can. But we've got that. That's a good way to start it.
Madness! Madness! Yes!
Yes!
Just alive!
Just alive!
Just alive! He's sociable, calling from Ijododo.
Sociable, good to have you back. It's been a while, but great to hear from you. Hi!
What's up, Lagos? Okay, what's going on with the phone lines this morning? Hello?
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Come on. Cheers alive. Welcome, welcome. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Yeah, you guys are doing a wonderful job.
Really? Thank you so much. How are you this morning? What's happening?
I'm good.
Okay.
So where are you calling from and what's the situation reports like in your Lungu?
I'm at the office. Lucky Parkview.
Okay.
So I just see this opportunity to let me shout.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes! Woo! Yes!
You did the right thing, my brother.
Thank you so much.
You did the right thing. Thank you.
All right, grab a seat. I won't say grab a B, and I'll say
grab a seat,
get some water.
Of course.
You know, and there's a lot coming your way today.
Absolutely. Bidemi is on the line this morning. Bidemi.
Bidemi, yes, you got it.
I got it. Come on.
Hello.
Hi, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes. Cheers to life. Cheers to life. Welcome.
Good morning to you. Good morning. I feel great this morning.
Oh, good stuff.
We're happy to hear it. Bidemi, where are you calling from, by the way?
I'm calling from Obalede.
That's the same way you shouting, right? Who are those people?
Yeah, that's bad.
Send them to us. Tell them.
Let me give the phone to him. He wants to speak to me.
Okay.
Hello.
He doesn't want to see.
Okay, he's shy. He's mic shy. Anyway, Bidemi, thanks for calling and have a good day.
We love you too.
All right.
Ah.
Anyways.
Oh, goodness. I really love it when people can freely say, I love you.
Yeah.
I love it. I mean,
because it's a tough expression in our society. Yeah. It's very difficult.
Although people misuse it. You know, but the fact that someone can genuinely open up and say "I love you," it goes a long way.
But then again, sometimes society, you know, they love you. You now start thinking
what I something else.
Which love?
You know?
Which love?
What kind of love are you talking about?
Let's be clear.
But we know for sure the kind of love BDME was talking about.
Yeah, we know that one. But I'm saying sometimes in the streets, you'll be like, "Oh, man, I love you, bro."
Obakaku never won't do you like that.
Yeah.
Koledi, I love you and move on. Don't let Obakaku kill you.
You love me, bro. I know you love me, but bro, you love me, bro. Like, really?
Yeah, there's nothing wrong when a bro tells a bro, I love you. And there's nothing wrong when a sis tells a sis, I love you.
You know, someone said when we've come to inside is so,
complicated.
Complicated in such a way that. You tell someone, I love you, bro. You have to add, man, no homo, just in case. The guy is thinking something. You know, Jesu Lokpa is online.
What's up, Lego? Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm calling.
Good morning to you.
You see, when you wanted to rhyme, it just came to my head.
Okay.
Like, Chuma. Chuma.
Yeah. Rhyme master.
Okay. Assuming Chuma was
you would help us.
It would have helped us out.
He would have just said something like this. I hope you can dust the rust off your body. For money.
Nice
you're,
one.
You're absolutely
nice
correct.
One. Nice one.
Put it on record. Yeah.
Yeah.
Chuma, I'm copying you right now. I hope you can dust the rust off your body and not scam people for money.
Okay. nice one.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Oh, Jesu Lokpa, thank you so much.
Oh, beautiful stuff.
I mean, there could be war in Ukraine and Chuma will keep rhyming.
He would rhyme everything.
I mean, even during COVID, he was rhyming.
Everything.
You know, matter of season,
he
was
so
rhyming.
Gifted.
By the way, check out his book of rhymes. You can check it out on Twitter. And you know Chuma Nnoli, right? Go check him out.
Yeah.
Ensure that you have his book. Buy it.
Great guy.
Pay some money.
Yes.
See, presenters, let me tell you one thing. Both of you will be saying, oh, I love your show. I love you. I love you. I love you. Let me not talk.
What do you want to say now?
You know, I just want to say something like, you know, you love me, love you. It's even for mouth.
Mm-hmm.
I love you. I love you. It's even by mouth. Mm-hmm. Don't be for mouth.
Don't be for mouth. Patronize what we do, man.
You know, enough of people actually looking at those who are celeb or the popular.
Yeah.
As... you know, then a better place position, like a better place.
Mm.
You know, we should understand that, you know, we all live in the same society.
Yeah.
And if you're touched, your spirit touches you, okay, man, there's this presenter or there's this guy. I'm not really into presenters because, of course, we're on radio.
Yeah.
There's this presenter, this guy or this duo or this show or this person that, you know, I'm feeling, I'm enjoying. I just feel like, you know, I want to bless the person.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go and say they are popular or because of that, they don't
or they're not receiving salary.
You understand?
Mm.
You get what I'm saying? Don't do that. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Go and buy Chuma's book. Show some love.
Show some love.
At least if I don't ask for myself, if I ask myself, be like selfish, calling or using your platform to use people to talk to people. Don't leave me.
Go and get Chuma Nnoli's book of rhymes.
I don't know where it's coming from, but today is his day.
Today's his day, man. Maybe because I started with saying I wanted to rhyme.
Yeah.
You know, rhyming is...
okay, bad man is up from Ikeja, but I'm going to go back to those thoughts.
Yeah.
You know. Hi.
Yo, hello.
Hi,
what's up, Lagos?
What's up,
Cheers to life, man. Welcome.
Yeah, cheers to life. Andrea calling. What's up? How you guys doing?
We're good.
We're doing good.
We're good.
Wow. Yeah, this is Belma calling from Ikeja.
Welcome.
How is Ikeja this morning, man?
And Ikeja is very cool and nice. Everyone is calm. We just nice enjoying one. The cold from last night.
Nice one.
Yeah, I really love your program. Actually, this is the first time caller. I'm a first time caller.
Really? Ooh. Now? Welcome. Wow. Welcome. It's good to have you join us.
Yeah, just keep doing the good work. I always love to listen to What's Up Lagos.
Wow.
Come on, like, I love the program too.
Aww,
I love
it. Thank you, man. So,
thank you. Appreciate you,
Batman. We appreciate
man.
The love.
okay, no problem. Do have a nice day.
Right, you and you too.
Wow. Big okay. shout out to Batman calling from La Capitale.
Ikeja.
That's the capital.
If you want to join in the scream of What's Up Lagos and tell us how you're feeling and what's going on around your area, it's quite easy. Do call us up right now. 0700-993-993-993. If you're a woman just like me, 01465-7190.
You can send a WhatsApp to 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805. If you'd like to send a WhatsApp, let's take some messages. Some people are screaming on WhatsApp right now.
That's right. Let me see. Coming from Lovett to Lovett says, "What's up, Lagos?" Calling San Andrea, good morning. The situation of the country is frustrating. I'm trying to dust the rust off my body.
Yes. Woo!
Now, that's the spirit.
Yeah.
Now, that's the spirit.
That's it.
We need to dust...
The rust.
Off our body.
And make some money!
Woo! Woo!
Wow.
Oh, God.
Don't leave. Kalumehe.
Oh, hello? Hallelujah. All right, call us back if you can. 0700-993-993-993. Hello?
What's up, Lego?
Yes! Cheers alive!
Oh, wow. It's very tough calling this line. I've been trying for like almost 15 times now. Wow. Tell me that it came through.
We're glad you made it. You made it.
Mr. Collins, I saw your Sunday, but it failed me. I cannot really stop. I was a derider.
Well, on Sunday, where?
Be very careful what you want to say.
No. I cannot disclose the location. No. I saw him on Sunday.
You saw me well on Sunday. What were you doing there?
Now you are curious.
No. Yeah, no. You are on the street, though. You are on the street. Oh. So I was driving in my car. I was with a rider. Okay. I created that. I was only there. I would have stopped and greeted you.
I'm
addicted to What's Up Lagos. I really enjoy the program. Always. It's always fun to my car.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Wow.
So on this occasion, I had some two guys following me on the road. And, you're calling us now. I say, from where?
You want to deny yourself?
They from where? Say,
Did you deny yourself?
I now brought out my picture. I said, this is you now. At least I know you now. Wow. This is your phone. Let me take a picture. And, sometimes you just want to be free in the street. Just be you, man.
Yeah.
We understand.
I hope you were not caught on fresh.
No, I try not to. But if you call me on fresh, you caught me. You caught me on fresh. Because... I can be on fresh in a place where you call Musafueto. Musafueto. If you don't meet me at Musafueto and you call me on fresh, what you call me? You get what I'm saying? But hey, guys, I think it's plenty fun already, but there's much more to come. We're going to go on a break and come back and do more of this. But I think we have like 3 minutes before we go on that break.
Do we have three minutes?
Yes, we do.
Okay, let me see. This one here says, Andrea, it's like I'm starting to like your Yoruba or is Dimi Totori. I love the way you pronounce Bidimi.
Yeah, that's right. Back to the calls. Hi, what's up, Lagos? Hello, bonjour. Hello, what's up, Lagos? Hello? What do? Balinti. Hello.
Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yes.
Cheers to life.
Welcome, welcome. How do you feel?
I feel superb.
Nice. Nice one.
Yeah,
nice
this
one.
Is Nkechi calling from Ikotu. I enjoy your program.
Thank
so
you
much.
So much.
I love you so much.
We love you too.
Have a blessed day.
And you too. Thank you
Thank you so much for calling. Yeah.
All right. Have yourself a great day. You see, it's that simple. But hey, do tell us a situation report.
In your lungu.
In your lungu also.
We'd like to know that your body, soul, and spirit is feeling good this morning.
Hello?
Hi, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hey, yes! Yes!
Welcome, Jess Alive!
Yeah, good morning. This is Eli calling you from Igondo.
Welcome.
Can call her, please.
Yay! Wow.
Welcome.
Wow, I've been listening to you for quite a long time. I love you couples, man. And you who are doing great job in Lagos State.
Thank you.
You are easing the mind and the tension of this country off everything.
Aww.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. Thank you for the love you have shown to Lagosians. Thank you for the love you have shown to humanity. Thank you for bringing people much back. Because if not for you guys, I don't know how many people that would have even run into right now in the street. I know what I'm talking about. We are a lot of us here that don't listen to what's up. Like, once it's 10 o'clock, we tune in.
Wow.
I just want to say so much.
Wow.
Thank you.
Thank you too.
Thank you too. We really appreciate that.
Thank you.
That means a lot.
It does mean a lot.
That's a good point to take a break and just, you know, collect the flowers, you know, relax, chill, take a cup of water.
Yeah.
Or take something hot, depending on the weather. Right after the break, we'll be back with more fun on What's Up Lagos with the Techers.
Stick around. More.
Well, one of my brothers recently called me and said, Collins, you are married to our sister. You have not come to the, you know, to come and meet our people, our kindred men, you know, in Alaba. So I've invited you. We invited you to come. You don't know you're running away from money. You're running away from money. And I look at it. I say, true. Because these men, they are loaded. They are very, very loaded. You know? You know, maybe I'd have to take a trip there and go and see them. I say, you know what? I'm here. And things like that. The truth is, I realize that we have a lot of people, especially those in Odro Alaba, you know, and Alaba International, and all those areas, that, you know, I sometimes get messages on Facebook. I get people calling in, you know, thank you for taking care of our sister, you know, things like that. I'm like, okay. On one hand, I don't know, I have mixed feelings. But then I'm like, okay, it makes sense. By the way, if you're out there and, you know, let me leave that. Maybe Sobonta will talk about that. Let me leave that. But welcome back to the show. In case you missed out, this is What's Up Lagos with the Techers. It's a crazy morning. We understand the situation of things in the country. We understand the state of things in the city of Lagos. And we're here to just give you that extra push, that energy, that motivation you need to go about your business today.
Right. Trying to help you dust the rust off your body.
Yes.
So that you can make some money.
This will be a cash line. Straight up. Dust the what?
Dust the rust off your body.
So you can make some
money.
Really great.
All right,
guys.
It's 10:38 on the clock. It's still What's Up Lagos with the Techers.
Yep, I am Andrea.
Adobe Teke.
And this is the voice of the microphone heavyweight. Never forget that. Collins. Teke. Yes, indeed. So the phone lines are still open. You can call to let us know what's happening in your lungu.
0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190 to drop a WhatsApp message.
On 0809-597-5805. A lot more to come your way on the show today, but stick around because we are just on our way. Hi.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to Lord! I love that.
I wanted to say, cool, they catch the What's Up Lagos. Hi, What's Up Lagos?
What's Up Lagos?
Yes! Cheers to life!
Oh, I didn't say
Abel,
that.
I'm calling from Abuja.
Welcome! Did you say Emmanuel is your name?
My name is Emanuela.
Emanuela.
Welcome. Yes, how are you this morning?
I'm calling from Abidjan.
Oh, great. How is Abidjan this morning, Emanuela?
Fine. Because the weather is just hot this morning.
It's hot.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
I just want to say you guys are doing a very good job. And I just love the way Andre always laughs. I love it. Sometimes she's laughing. I just laughing on my own because it just relates. Peace of mind in me. And
aww,
I just want to say I love you guys.
I love you too. Thank you so much,
Emanuela.
I appreciate it.
God bless you indeed.
Okay, don't talk about it.
Okay,
no.
I won't.
No.
But did you see the guys WhatsApp Lagos? Got a code. They catch the WhatsApp Lagos.
It be like say code catch WhatsApp Lagos.
I say you don't have a mouth.
No, I don't. I'm a very good girl. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, what's up,
hello.
Lagos?
Hey.
What's up, Lagos?
Woo-hoo! Cheers to life.
Yes. Indeed. Wow.
Cheers to life. Welcome. What's your name?
Thank you. Choma, calling from Ikeja. First time caller.
Welcome, wow. Choma. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's good you made it this time.
Welcome.
Thank you. Wonderful program.
Wow. Thank you very much.
I love you both.
We love you too. Where are you calling us from?
From Ikeja.
Uh-huh. Oh, great. Fantastic. How is Ikeja this morning? Is it chilled? Is it hot? Is it cool? Is it, what's the weather like?
It's chilled. Hot. The weather is actually hot.
Okay.
I'm just sitting in the car, burning my AC. Sorry. Just chill.
You can't come and go and kill yourself, my sister. Enjoy the AC. Forget it. Go, provide fuel.
Abi,
we'll survive. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You got to take
care,
three.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Appreciate.
It looks like today Lagosians are dusting the rust off their body so that they can make some money, you know.
Hey.
And I'm really enjoying it. Truthfully, I'm really, really enjoying
it. That's it. That's a good attitude.
Yeah. Hello. All right, you call us back if you can. 0700-993-993-993. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Woo! 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 Woo!
Cheers to life.
Cheers to life, indeed.
Good morning, Good morning
to you.
I want to greet you. Me and my family want to greet you.
Okay.
Really? Let's hear it.
There's something I used to hear. The women can use to play politics inside for true.
Okay, the line is not very clear. If you can, I don't know whether I changed the positioning or something so that we can hear you clearly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, it's better. It could be better.
Is it true?
Is there women play politics where?
In the kitchen.
What are women play politics in the kitchen?
Can you explain further with some examples?
How
do you mean?
Okay, now. My wife will be giving me small fish and she will be eating big one. Is it?
Have you caught her before?
I won't lie to you.
If she's here, put her on the phone. Hello? Hello, madam.
Hello.
Madam, hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos, to you? Cheers to life. Is it true what Oga is saying? What? The network is really bad. Or we're trying to hear you. We're struggling. It's not clear.
All right. So can you take it off the earpiece or the hands free so that it will be clearer? The sound is breaking.
Okay.
All right. Oh, my. I mean, unfortunately, the network didn't allow us to enjoy that. But the question was asked and it was clear. If you can call back, we really appreciate it. But,
wait.
Let me talk.
Okay.
Let me talk.
Call it so.
No. That's sometimes I'll
fish food.
I will see the fish. I'll be like, are we counting this fish or what's going on? You now go to the pot, there's a lot of fish. And he's saying, I don't feel it'd be okay.
Now. You manage, we're managing.
I want to believe, like this man said, maybe it's some politics. Then something's going on. You know? Maybe that's true.
Maybe we eat more fish. Why we do
fish? I can't believe that. But that's the truth. He can be biting you and you don't know what to say. You won't have what to say.
Now, I want to give excuse to the woman. You know how it is when you go market?
Mm-hmm.
You know? You buy things, you know? You come back, you know? All the stress, everything.
All this one, yes.
You have to give yourself some accolade. So you say, you know what? I have tried. Let me balance and eat a big fish. You don't understand? Sometimes it's like that. So we got to give it to her. You know?
Oh my God.
I know you want to call with the argument that I'm the one that gave her the money, but she did not go to the market. It's stressful. She did not come back to cook. It's stressful. So sometimes, it's not all the time, you know, sometimes you have to give yourself, you know, thumbs up. Say, aha, abali alam.
Chai.
Abali alam means I have done well.
Chai. My brother, my sister, whatever, my brother, if you're listening to me, sir. Whatever they give you, just, you know, take it that way, because at the end of the day, you don't want to play kitchen politics.
Yeah.
You don't want
I just
to.
Gave the excuse. I'm not saying that might be the case, you know.
Yeah. You don't want to play kitchen politics.
Mm.
Do you know what it is like for a man not to trust the kitchen?
Yeah. I know. You have been there a few times.
If you don't trust your kitchen.
Yeah.
My brother, my sister, it's as if you're in a war. You are. No, it's as if you're in prison. Because, you know, you always have to want to eat outside or try to do something.
Yeah.
Or, you know.
And you try to examine everything that you.
So, our advice is don't just enter the kitchen politics matter. You know. Just wait where they bring the food for you.
But I don't used to serve you small. Why did you give it?
Once in a while.
Hey, Jesus.
Once in a while. I will say.
I saw a skit somewhere. Let me quickly say this. I don't know if you saw that skit. So I saw a skit somewhere. It was a foreign skit. This woman made, you know, the table. She had her meat just very small, and the husband's was quite, you know. And only for the husband, she went to take something in the kitchen. Only for her to come back, the husband had exchanged the plate.
Yeah.
Now guess what? She hid
enough chicken on that.
I said, woman.
And you know, she won't be able to eat.
You know,
she'll be worried, like, why did this switch the plate?
You know, she was disappointed because she was caught red-handed. So maybe that's the kind of politics.
The best thing is to go to that kitchen
and dish your food.
Be sure of what you put there. If you want to, I get my wall. You want like extra chicken, put it. And eat it. But I think women help you a lot. It's very wise, good wives help you a lot to. Not to use your 10 hands to eat.
Yeah.
Because there's a saying that you don't use your 10 fingers to eat.
Yeah.
And the meaning of that is, even when you feel like eating extra, 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 you realize that it's not a smart thing to use your 10 hands to eat. Especially all the time.
Yeah.
But once in a while, you can use your 10 hands plus your mouth plus ear to eat. Mm. You chomp as you want.
In a nutshell, what he's trying to say is there are days where you get to portion what you eat.
Yep.
There are days where you feel like, you know what, let's flange.
Apart from it being financially smart, you know, you are, you know, at the same time also, you know, they'll tell you don't eat too much. Moderation is the key.
Yeah.
It's a watchword here.
Absolutely.
Okay, let's get back to the calls.
0700-993-993-993. If you're a woman, are we doing politics in the kitchen?
Hello.
Hi.
What's up, Lagos?
Chess alive.
Hello, good morning, Andre. You see this matter when I talked this morning, I was just laughing. That man that was saying they are doing politics
in the kitchen. Yeah. Are we?
Sometimes, Andre, we just want to feel like mommy.
You know?
Every time daddy, pack meat for daddy. Wait,
you get it?
Are we not mommy?
You
are we not the one going to the market?
Thank you.
Sometimes when my daughter gives me mommy portion. I don't like your size portion.
Shout out to you.
Make the man cool down.
Yes.
You go market, song will beat us, everything will worry us. I don't know if they feel cool. They will shop better. You know, they will go to shop better.
I can't believe
that.
You're
wonderful.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate
it. Bye.
You know, let me, it's actually a thing, right? Yeah. So I remember one of the
Kitchen politics.
It's not, I don't want to call it kitchen politics, right? If we call it kitchen politics, it would have so much weight.
It has weight too.
Let's just leave it at, you know, being a mom or being, you know. Let me move on.
It is kitchen politics.
Most of the time, because we want our family to be well fed, we deprive ourselves.
Okay.
I have been in that shoes, and I told myself, never again, never again, never again. Self-love is key, man.
Yeah.
And as little as that would come, it goes a long way in telling your brain tells you, you know what, you deserve good thing. You deserve, you know, to be well fed. You know, you deserve to be well taken care of.
That's
you
right.
know? So when you deprive yourself of what you deserve, your brain is telling you, you know what, you don't deserve this. Right? So there are times when we should give ourselves the treats that we deserve, right? Especially moms who go the extra mile to sacrifice just to make sure that their family, the husband, the children are well fed.
The children, the big and small children.
You know, there are times when, me particularly, I remember that there's been times where I'll dish for everybody and I'm like, you know what? Let me just give them more than, you know, and take this one. I just want them to be fine. I want them to eat more. I want them to have the larger portions. I want them to, you know, I just give myself the smaller part of it and say, I'm doing it for...
Yeah.
It was later I told myself, you know what? I'm depriving myself of good stuff now. Did I do the work? I did the work. So, you know what? Chill. Have yourself the meal.
Absolutely. Wow, love that. Don't leave me. Chill, have yourself the meal. Don't leave me. Yeah, beautiful. Now, the truth is, you know, I will never support you saying that you want to take small. You have to.
I know you sometimes do that. But you don't know what I do behind closed doors, especially when I'm in the kitchen. I just don't let you know.
That's scary, though.
Make sure that...
Behind closed doors when I'm in the kitchen.
Behind closed doors.
When I'm in the kitchen.
I am in the kitchen, not
okay,
you.
Okay, that's great. Fantastic.
Yeah.
But I love what you said about self-love. It's very important.
Yeah.
Because the truth is, if you do not love yourself, is it possible that you can get love from outside if you hate you, if you don't give yourself self-love?
No.
Can you recognize love when it comes from outside if you do not give yourself love?
Yeah, I mean, you would recognize it, but you might end
can
up
you attract
losing.
It? Can you attract it?
You
by the law of
it?
The universe. Can you attract the love what you have not, you know, internalized?
You would. But it's just that you might misuse it because you don't understand what it is.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So it starts from you giving yourself love to be able to enjoy love.
Absolutely.
Can you give or get what you don't
have?
Absolutely.
Let's not digress, Lagos. Hit us up this moment. What's up, Lagos? Is live with the techies. Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers, good morning.
Yeah, good.
The
good.
Joy of the Lord is your strength.
Amen.
You remember this song? I love you with the love of the Lord. I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see all over you the glory of the Lord. I love you with the love of the Lord. You know, say Africa, if you tell them, say, I love you, they hurt them. Because when they were growing up, their daddy and mommy don't used to say, I love you, I love you.
Nah.
But when we now know God, so we know, say, this love, when Jesus gave us, we must share it among each other.
That's
God
right.
bless you. God I bless love you.
We love you too.
All right. Wow. Have yourself a great day. We have bills to pay right now. Information for you as well. Stick around. Listen to this one.
Welcome back. We are live. This is Nigeria's number one for talk. 2 minutes past hour of 11. That's what the time says on Nigeria Info 99.3. Well, you're only in legally married couple, co-presenting a live radio show. Okay, this is the story. Let me tell you, if you're just joining for the first time. So, your wife, broadcaster. Husband, broadcaster. They come together to do a radio show together. On the air every day. And people are calling, are you people married? Are you people married every day? As it were. Yeah, that's what it is. So Africa's or Nigeria's first real life couple co-presenting a live show, co-hosting a live radio show every day.
I can hear someone say, what for real?
Yeah, for real.
It's cool, right? It is cool. But he has to do with so much work.
Absolutely.
So much work. But I mean, we're glad that we're doing this.
So we can show others that it can do it.
It is possible.
You know, it's possible.
It is possible. Anyway, 0700-993-993-993. That's the number to be a part of the show. If you're a woman, 01465-7190. You can drop a WhatsApp message
on 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805. We are
The Techies. And talking about WhatsApp, we have a few WhatsApp messages that we'll have to take before we bring you the family talk. Yep. Remember, we promised that we're going to have a part two of the conversation we started yesterday. We has to do with respect. Mm-hmm. Do parents disrespect their children? We'll talk further about that much later. But hey, let me see. Saint Ogene here says, what's up, Lagos? I'm a man. I call it kitchen bonus. I'm not kitchen politics.
Okay, kitchen bonus.
I agree
bonus.
With you, man. I agree. Mubarak here says, good morning, the tech is what's up, Lagos. The thing about kitchen politics is true.
Ah.
It says, the day I discovered my wife reserves the better part of the soup content for herself, I confronted how. He says, I was like, a woni bobo jagbayi.
He said, women know how to sort themselves.
He said, women know how to sort themselves up.
Maybe we just unraffled something that has been under wraps for
absolutely.
A long
time. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I'm very sure that it has been. You heard the caller say, it's mommy portion. I mean, give us our credit. There's no big deal.
Okay.
We give daddy portion. There is also such a thing.
Let it be clear. Why is daddy's own open and mommy's own hidden?
Because, I mean,
behind closed door.
That is actually very deep. Because she's most times criticized for it. Yeah.
Because it's criticized if you eat bigger dose.
You see, this is a deeper. If we want to talk about that, it's very deep rooted when it comes to culture. It's really, really deep rooted when it comes to certain narrative about women and where their place is.
Yeah.
You know, so she tends to hide.
Is it because people will feel cheated? If you're the one that cooked and you eat the
most. You're eating the most.
It's going to be like, is it because you're the one that you're the first person to have access to the food. You have, you know, full access to the food. I mean, people would think that some people taste more, the tasting they have done.
While they cook?
Yeah, let me just taste it. Mm. You just put one, you know, half plate.
It's plantain that gets us into trouble.
By the time they come to the dining to eat,
yeah.
At that time,
half of it is gone.
They have eaten already enough in the kitchen, so yeah. They just put small. Mom, you know, it's in my, you know, whenever I cook,
the smell fool my tummy.
You say, whenever I cook, you know, the smell. It somehow I cannot eat. Not lie. You have tasted the
meat. That's not true.
You have tasted the meat. You have tasted the chicken.
That's not true.
I'm not saying it's wrong.
That's not true.
But don't tell me whenever I cook, I don't feel like eating. You know,
that's not true. Sometimes that could be the case. Yes.
But don't tell me that.
Sometimes that could be.
You have tasted.
That could be the case. You know the smell.
I know. I agree.
Some people, just the smell alone, they're already satisfied.
I agree. But it could be possible that is out of the. Let me taste this thing. Because how do you cook without tasting? Really, like.
I cook without tasting.
Hello, am I shaking tables?
Yeah, shaking tables.
Okay, at least I'm not broken the table. I'm just shaking the table.
You are.
Oh, right.
Anyway, we have Soji. Soji from Ilori says, what's up, Lagos? You guys would one day inspire the first Nigerian couple to fly an aircraft.
Yes.
He says, I hope either spouse would not be angry, Sha, and pilots... The plane
go
in different direction.
No, actually, you see, doing this successfully means that we can actually fly a plane together.
You see, there's a lot to unravel with, you know, having both of us to be on the show together.
There's a whole story.
Actually,
I wish someone would just one day and just say, you know what, guys, sit down. Let's talk.
Let's even ask you. How do you get to do this? You see, it's just like we put our differences aside.
Yep.
We put whatever it is that got us mad at each other aside and come on the show. And we are
kill
like,
it.
And, you know, nothing happened. And just after the show, we're outside, we're saying, man, that was a great show. We have forgotten that we were fighting before we came on the show. We had forgotten.
You know, we now hug each other and say, "Wow, that was a great show.
That was a great show."
And then after that, you'll be like, "But we're fighting.
But we're fighting." And then we get to forgive ourselves and, you know,
story
just move
four.
On.
There's story.
There's a lot.
You know?
Doing this for a year and a few months.
Let me do like Ola of Lagos.
I think there's a lot to talk about. Actually.
It's plenty. It's plenty.
But thank you guys for always being there. Really. Yep. You know, the fact that you accepted us the way we are, even when we come and we sometimes just be our raw selves, you embrace us regardless. Mm. We love you for that. And thank you.
That's right. Thank you indeed. So let's get back to the show now. More messages coming in, but hold on. No, I want to say something.
Yes,
I was just asking myself, all these people say, "I love you, I love you." If I put a test, I say, "Okay, you know what?" Like, for example, let's say the show now to sponsor the show now is like 20, it's like 40 million. If I don't put it out there and say, "Lagos, you say you love it, Abby. Oh, yeah, bring 40 million, let's sponsor the show. Will you show up?" Sometimes I ask myself, I see it. Someone out to me say, "Guy, if you talk to those Alaba, just your family people in Alaba, they have money. They go, give you 40 million. No. Say, make the show no die. Me just stay there." And I was saying that, okay, hold on. This, if it be true, man, I'm going to keep quiet. Let me even put my mouth and say it. But you know, the truth is, every good thing, you know, that does not have especially extra backing, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, money, they run things, so money. Mm. You get what I'm saying? Mm. You know that when you don't, there's that backing is not there. Anything happen along the line. But once you know that I sponsored,
okay.
So I'm just talking to all of you. I love you. No, you have been Tinko.
What you're saying now reminds
GMO,
me of
GMO.
Oh goodness, Collins.
Yeah, go ahead. What you say? What I said reminded you of what?
Don't worry.
No, say it.
No. I was going to say there are people who, you know, those people who hawk children things and, you know, they go to sell to their parents and say, "Oh, I love my Peking, not before mouth."
Yeah.
So that was what I remember.
That is exactly what we're saying here. I love you, take it, not before mouth.
All right. Yeah. Patrick from Ogba is on WhatsApp and he's saying, "Good morning, the techers. I wouldn't have been here today. Just like what Colin said yesterday, life is a gamble." God rescued me from a fatal accident.
Wow.
Last night, our bus was faced with a speeding trailer, but ended up destroying the side of the bus. Wow.
Patrick.
Man.
You will never die.
You know, we prayed a prayer that you will not be a victim of circumstance.
That's right.
And maybe, just maybe, you said an amen to that prayer. Yesterday, still, it was yesterday we said that prayer.
Yep.
So, yeah.
To all our audience, you will never die, but you will live to declare the works of God. The generation.
Okay. On WhatsApp still, Sunday from VI says, "Talk about the kitchen politics. I'm not married yet. I remember vividly my mom always do that. And I grew up to do same whenever I cook at home because I stay with guys. I do same. I serve myself well. The better portion." Says, "I can't stop laughing right now." All right. It feels like we're talking to you.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see. This one here says, "What's up, Lagos? Good morning, the techers. See, even in my church during Holy Communion, the white cups of priests, co-pastors, and deacons are bigger than the members." Says, "Now I get it."
You get it.
Okay, let me see. Abiola from Hamburg, Germany says, "Collins, you are very correct. Mommy always eating enough before coming to the table." He says, "I don't laugh tired." Now, well done.
I know I'm shaking some tables, so mommy will not like it. But sorry, mommy. You know, it's real conversation. And yeah. Keep it as real as possible.
That's the beat we can take on WhatsApp right now. That means the family talk goes live right now.
Absolutely. Don't forget to reach out to our marketing department. Reach out to us if you want to talk about the sponsorship of the show. Because it's high time we said it out. Wow. Like that. Put our mouth and say it. Because the truth is, it is important. If you don't talk, nobody will say, they're doing well. Yes, we're doing well. We're doing great. But we can talk about business. You know what I'm saying? So that we can keep this alive. But hey, guys, we get into the family talk right now. The numbers to call haven't changed. But first, welcome.
The family, considered the smallest unit in a society, but the most powerful of all. It is where habits are formed and values are instilled, one person at a time. For society to get it right, family plays a major role. Get ready to talk family on Family Talk with the Techers. Now, on your number one station for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Back Lagos, 11:14 on the clock. This is the What's Up Lagos, where the techies and the family talk is live. Today we're having a continuation of what we started yesterday, and it's quite a, we'll say, a controversial conversation. It's quite sensitive. Some people will be on the defensive. Why some of the people would agree to, you know, the conversation. Mm-hmm. But we're not taking any sides. Before some people would say, hey, so the techies. We're not taking any sides, right? Yeah. But I mean, we would once in a while drop our opinion and what we think and how we feel about the conversation. We started a conversation around disrespect yesterday. We're saying, do you think parents disrespect their children?
Hmm.
Do children deserve respect from their parents? Is it possible for parents to disrespect their children? And then if your answer is yes to that, in what ways do parents disrespect their children? I remember I also gave an example, I mean,
definition
of respect.
Yep.
Respect really is giving regard for a person's feeling, you know, respecting the person's right.
Yeah.
Basically, the regard you give to someone you hold in high esteem, yeah, someone who is important to you,
mm-hmm,
that's what respect is. So with that understanding, mm-hmm, do you think that children deserve respect?
I mean, don't we hold children in high esteem? We hold them, we say the kids are special, they're a special gift.
Yeah.
That's esteem, that's giving them, you know, regard, as it were, right? That's value. That's, yeah, mentioning that they are valuable or invaluable, depending on what you want to use. And that exactly explains, if you look at the definition, that means the question of whether children should be respected is not even a question at all.
Mm.
Because if you look at what respect is and what children are to us, then there is something that connects them together. That means that, look, children are to be respected.
Mm.
But culturally speaking, you know, have children been respected? How well? How can we respect children? Because,
yeah,
some people are not doing it because of their definition of what respect is.
Mm.
They believe respect is when you pass, you greet me, you didn't greet me. Hey, come here, who's your mate? You haven't greeted, you didn't greet me.
Yeah.
Some people, that's the level of what they call respect.
Right.
You know, some other people is when I talk, you shut up.
Yeah.
So then that's respect.
Yeah.
You know, and so I think we need to broaden for us to be able to understand how we can respect children. We need to broaden or look at that definition of what respect is,
mm-hmm,
or what encompasses the word respect,
right,
and then from there we'll be guided,
right,
on how,
right,
to respect children.
I know that some people will be asking the question, what age are we even looking at? When you say children, what age are we looking at? Now, we're not even looking at their age. We're looking at them as human beings.
Yep.
Right?
Whether 1 year, 2 months,
we're looking at them as human beings because, yep, we believe that they have feelings, right?
Yep.
And at some point, they start having opinions. They start, mm-hmm, sharing what they want and what they don't want. But it becomes you not... okay, I think I would leave that part so that I don't be misunderstood.
No, let me just butcher that with the fact.
Okay.
All right? The truth is, children and young people have the same general human rights as adults.
Mm.
Do you understand that? Like, as a right that you have as an adult, the rights that you have as an adult, children and young adults, whether they can say ba ba ba, whether they can say ma 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 or,
mm-hmm,
not,
mm-hmm,
they have what? The same general human rights as adults anywhere. So what does that tell you? Rights to privacy? Just check the general human rights that exist. You now realize that perhaps we have been
disrespecting them.
Yeah,
but I mean, I know that there are some principles, right? Moral principles that should guide.
Yeah.
Especially when the child is not yet an adult.
Mm-hmm.
But there are also ways that you can show disrespect to that child,
yeah,
where that they don't even they feel less of themselves. Remember yesterday I talked about how that some adults today are suffering from childhood trauma because they faced some kind of disrespect from their parents.
That's right.
I know when we say disrespect, I know it comes off so heavy. I remember yesterday someone was saying that why do we use the word respect for children? That we should use regard. Now, respect is simply regard, right? It's simply regard.
So I don't understand why you're saying regard.
Those you know, it's simply regard. So the question today is, do you think parents disrespect their children or disregard their children? What are your thoughts on this? So that we don't drag the conversation.
That's right.
We'd love for you to tell us what you think. And if the answer to that is yes, how can parents show more regard and respect to children, understand their feelings, help them be better human beings in their adulthood? Because at the end of the day, the very vital part of a human being is their childhood.
Yeah.
And if that part is being, you know, dysfunctional in whatever way, it tends to affect them in adulthood.
That's right.
All right, so let's have this conversation today, shall we?
Yes, we shall. The numbers haven't changed, have they? 0700-993-993-993. Oh, yes, lady, you can call. Hi, ladies. How are you doing? You can call 01465-7190. 01465-7190. You can send a WhatsApp to 0809-597-5805.
We're also streaming on Facebook right now as well as YouTube. So go in there, check us out, and also drop your comments.
That's right. The phone lines are buzzing. Let's talk.
Hello.
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 Good morning.
Hi, good morning. What's your name?
My name is Vian from Israel.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Okay, so we are speaking about respect children.
Yeah.
You have to turn down the volume on your radio set or move away.
Yes, I don't do that. I'm sorry.
All right.
All right, good.
Okay, yeah. So when we talk about respect, I see respect as a reciprocal.
Yeah.
If you have a teenager, like for instance, I have one or two around me, I make sure I give them that respect. Like when I want to ask them to do something for me, I say please, I say thank you. I know how they feel at the time, you know. A cousin of mine in Abuja, if she wants to talk to some teenagers around my grandmother, she shouts at them, you know. She talks to them just anyhow, and then they will call me to report. I'll be like, you just calm down, you know. Just show the respect that you have. And then I got my other cousin. I said, see, come, call your sister to order. If it was Lagos children, I don't think they would take all of this from her, you know. So I think adults should respect children and even teenagers, most especially. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate. Wow. Hello.
Yeah, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hi, good morning to you. Welcome, Chester Life.
Yeah.
Your name and where are you calling from, sir?
This Malik, calling from
To call us back if you can, 0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7190. If you sent a WhatsApp message yesterday and you would love for us to read it today, I would like you to resend that WhatsApp message.
Let's do that on 0809-597-5805. Hello? Hello?
Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Yeah, this is Nelly again, calling you from Igando.
All right, go ahead.
Talking about children, like me, I give birth to quadruplets. I have a boys anyway.
Okay. Yeah.
Like my eldest son is already 13 this very much. If I was going to follow a thing on an errand, I would just tell him, please, honey, can you just do this for me? Because I see children today, they need to earn their own respect. We all want children.
Yeah.
Gone on those days that parents used to violate children because they want to take advantage because it's a kid. The children of these days, I would say they are computer age. Even some of them, even my little kid, they're just 3 years. So if you send them to get yourself, I'll say, Mom, just telling me to get yourself, you can't even say please. Do you know I was trying to read where you thought you sent me on an errand? I would say, oh, sorry, honey. please just do this for me. Hello?
Mm. Hi.
So, with that, they all will be happy. And then they say, oh, mom just tell me thank you.
Aww.
Mom just say God bless you. Uh-huh. Because they even right now, they're on holidays. Before I say anything, I say, can you please excuse me? I just want to tell you to let me get this. Mm. Okay, mom. When he comes out, I say, he will not be looking at me. I say, oh, thank you, honey.
Mm.
And they all understand. Mm. So for me, I thought children need to gain their own respect. Gone at the time of us, our parents will just give us a knock on the head and say, go and do this. It's not this time.
Mm. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
All right. Part of the things I was going to say is one of the ways that you can show respect and regard to your children is using kind words to them.
Mm.
And, you know, she just said that now.
So yeah.
It made a lot of sense.
A lot of sense. I mean, just going back a bit and remembering how, you know, when you are being flogged for in case you would do something, you know, that kind of thing. Like,
for like, the future.
Like,
future flogging.
They want to warn you. You know, your mom wants to warn you about not doing something. Say, come here. He say, you know, this day, actually, there was this day, it was just a common, normal thing. My uniform was, you know, my mom wanted my uniform to always be neat and all that and all that. So one day, my mom came to, you know, I came back from school and then my friend's uniform was, you know, torn and all.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom just called me and said, come. You see that boy's uniform? The day your uniform will ever look like that, I will beat the... She was already beating me. She was already beating me to warn me that if your uniform ever looks like that boy's own,
it has not been...
I call it slap. I say, yes, ma'am, I will not. With my ear, pull my ear. So, you know, I can imagine how that was. But, you know, those things have to change. And no doubt. Deals Plug is here for some information.
Yep, it's your Deals Plug, and as usual, I've got the most fantastic information on the market, and it's tailor-made just for you. Vaccines save millions of lives each year. The development of safe and effective COVID-19 vaccines are a crucial step in helping us get back to doing more of the things we enjoy with the people we love. It is important to be vaccinated as soon as it's your turn, even if you already had COVID-19. Getting vaccinated is a safer way for you to develop immunity from COVID-19 than getting infected. To register for vaccination against COVID-19, log on to nphcda.vaccination.gov.ng. That is nphcda.vaccination.gov.ng. Vaccines save lives.
Yes, indeed. Vaccines do save lives. We are still live here. Family, the family talk is still very much live.
Yep.
And we're talking disrespect. Do parents disrespect their children? Do you agree with that or not? And then, do children really deserve respect? Because they are saying, as long as you are under my roof...
Which respect are you looking
what
for?
What respect are you looking for? There are also statements like, I mean, until you start feeding yourself, you don't deserve respect.
So what's your take on the conversation? Are you part of those who say, what? Child respect? How? Or do you believe that respect is reciprocal?
Okay, we have a few WhatsApp messages before we go on a break. This is coming from Ramfola. Ramfola from Jakonde Estate. He solo says, what's up, Lagos? Good morning, Collins and Andrea. Well done. You're doing a great job. Children deserve respect from their parents, even in the scripture. It says Ephesians 6. It says, children, obey your parents and the Lord, for this is the right, and your father, do not provoke your children to rot, meaning that children should be respected. It says, please, parents, know this, that we shouldn't disrespect our children if we want a peaceful and harmonious home. All right, we have another WhatsApp message quickly. This one is quite lengthy. It's coming from Henry. Henry from Shomulu says, good morning, the Techers. What's up, Lagos? On this issue of parents respecting their children, excuse me, hello, sir, hello, ma, respect, bao, in Nigeria? It says, growing up, my parents see everything you say as childish, even though sometimes my dad calls family meeting. But after my dad has given instruction and you have an opinion, them no bond you well to challenge his decision, except you can feed yourself. Anyways, now that I'm a grown-up, working and living alone and taking care of my aged parents, they respect me so much now because my dad assumes since I'm making money, then I now have sense.
Wow.
He says, there were times where my mom would still want to interfere in my affairs with disrespect. I simply blocked her line and she started apologizing, but now she has stopped that. Okay.
All right. Great. So we'll go on a break. When we come back, I will look more into this matter on the show today.
talk, news, and sports after this.
We talk about real life conversations happening to real life people every day. This is Family Talk with the Techers. Family is everything.
A wise man once said that the most powerful way for us to teach our children how to respect others is for us to mold it, for them to absorb the same kind of respect by showing them respect. So guys, you are in for one of the biggest conversations that can change our society for good and bring about the positives that we all clamor about, or heal the decadence that we have seen in our society, as it were.
And we started by asking you the question, do parents disrespect their children, or do children really deserve respect? Let's even ask that as well. Is it possible for parents to disrespect their children? And if the answer to that is yes, that is, truthfully, parents do disrespect their children. In what ways do you think that parents disrespect their children? And then we can also share, you can also share ways that parents can show respect to their children.
Welcome, Lagos. This is the Family Talk with the Techers, and we're live. We'd like to have your messages and comment on WhatsApp, on YouTube, on Facebook, or you can simply call the radio station to contribute.
0700 993 993 993. The female only line is 01465 7190. You can drop a WhatsApp message
on 0809 597 5805.
All right. I was also going to say, if you have a personal experience, maybe you thought that in the past your parents disrespected you and it had a way of affecting your adulthood.
Yeah.
If you'd like to share that with us, you can go ahead as well.
Absolutely. Do that. We're here for you. Hi. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
The second.
Yes.
Actually, I'm driving, but I was going to say something. This fire speaking.
Yeah, go ahead.
Along Bagada.
Okay.
Going towards Tamil and Orosho, that side. Coming from Tony, heading towards Bagada,
mm-hmm.
to the express. There's a dead body on the floor there.
Wow.
That is it there. Please, you should tell the Lagos State Government to
do something about it. Okay.
Yeah, please.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much for that update. Appreciate you indeed. A dead body towards Wagada. I mentioned the place you hurt, Anthony. Mm. And yeah. Please, Nema, Sema, Lema, Bema. Just kidding, guys. But hey, government authorities ensure that is evacuated.
Evacuated. Mm. Hello? Okay. Do call us back if you can. Hello?
Hello? All right, hello. Hello, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Yeah, I greet you, Circus, Collins, and Andra.
Yes, we greet you too.
Yeah, my name is Goldberg.
All right, Goldberg. It's good to have you.
I'm so much interested in this year's topic concerning children.
Okay.
Of what you are discussing about.
All right, go ahead.
I am a parent as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I discovered that parents have a strong influence on their children, the way they talk to them,
right,
and the way they raise them up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
One thing I know is that if parents do not know how to train their children, it will backfire on them when the children start growing up.
Right.
I always put it in practice to tell my children, please, can you do me this? Can you do me that?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I pinch them, I draw them closer to myself.
Mm-hmm.
I let them feel love, fatherly love and fatherly concern.
Mm.
So in that case, I see that my children start to have a good quality.
Yeah.
That I am expecting from them.
Mm.
Not that you cannot beat your children, but me, I don't even like beating children.
Okay.
But there are some signs that will provoke you to the point that knocking their edge. But I do it with love.
Okay. All right.
So I don't always try to abuse their rights.
Okay.
All right.
Or to make them feel bad.
Mm.
Or less of themselves.
So I use sense to deal with them. So when I start to bring them up in that manner, and in a godly way also, so that when they grow up, they can become a better person.
That's right. All
so
right.
They can know how to treat others in a loving way.
Okay, fine. Well said, Goldberg. Thank you so much. A lot of messages. We're running out of time. I don't know why, but yeah, we're running out of time. So I will take the messages quickly and, you know, go ahead.
All right. Samuel here from Lagos. He says, honestly, parents disrespect... Okay, he says parents didn't respect us as children. Okay. It says my parents used to cane me frequently. My dad was always angry. It was like he carried his anger from home back home, from work back home. They flogged me to do assignment, flogged me to do something I already knew how to do. I started tiptoeing, not knowing what to do to avoid cane.
Yeah.
I ended up becoming timid with low self-esteem. Mm-hmm. I didn't forgive myself easily when I make a mistake. Sometimes I even hated myself for it. I am still learning to come out of this situation. Now, this is the real issue here.
Yeah, that's right.
Truthfully, Samuel's story is the real issue. This when they say these are the issues, these are the issues. Now, what we don't see is the repercussion of the disrespect that we give to our children. That's what we don't see. Sometimes we tend to replicate ourselves on our children.
Mm-hmm.
We try to enforce our own selves on our children, forgetting that they are individuals born with different gifts, different destinies, different lives, and that should be respected, right? Mm. That's the angle we're even looking at this conversation. Sometimes we try to project ourselves on our children, forcing them to be who they are not, right?
Yeah.
When they make a mistake, rather than you correcting in love, it's more or less you are telling them that you have failed.
You can make it.
Woefully. And that is interpreting in their brain. And that child will grow up as an adult being scared to make mistake. Hmm. Right? And that's not a good life skill.
That's right.
That's not a good life skill to teach a child. Mistakes do happen.
Yeah.
It's for you to know, okay, right, I've made a mistake. What next? All right, we said earlier, you dust the rust off your body.
You know,
I don't
want to
make
some
a
money
joke out of that, but yes.
But yes, indeed.
I hope
it looks like we could take a few more messages. We'll take a few more messages, and then we have a guest joining us on the show today with some opportunity that will come your way. You know, we'll get to talk to that guest shortly. But there are a few ways that you might want to pay attention to if you really want to, you know, respect a child. The things, the ways you can respect a child. Because the challenge could be people not understanding how to respect the child.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Right.
So one of the ways is, well, soft hands, right? You know, the way you handle children, it matters a lot, you know.
When you say soft hands, some people might go against that. So, what do you mean? Sometimes some children need strong hands.
Nah. I mean, isn't it obvious that has not worked? See our society now, broken people everywhere.
Mm.
People are finding themselves after they've become adults. Mm-hmm. They now start trying to find out who they are.
Yeah.
All right, things like that. So, but first of all, that's one thing you should do. And then listen. Stop and really listen to their words and their expressions, their face,
what
and their hands.
What they're saying and what they're not saying.
Absolutely. So, Barry does it. He's a child. He's a da 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 da. You're like, no, come on. Okay. Yeah. You'll be like, it's a child. What are you saying? He's okay. You're right. You're correct. Things like that. Anyways.
It looks like we're going to have another This topic, we cannot exhaust it today. We have to stop the conversation right now. Like, we have to put a break or pause on this conversation.
Unfortunately so.
We'll have a part two or part three again. And then we can have you talk more.
All right. We have the managing director and CEO of Kaya Help. And the Kaya Help is supposed to be an app. And for those who do not know what it's all about, well, he's here to tell you everything. And you want us to talk about making extra money with the Kaya Help app, which, of course, gives you an opportunity to, make money using the app.
Absolutely.
And, in person of...
we have Adekunle Abiola Ige right here with us. It's good to have you join us.
Good to be here.
Welcome.
Fantastic. So what is Kaya Help?
Okay, so Kaya Help is the first of its kind. It's a service-oriented app that give opportunity to artisans and professionals.
Oh, artisans, right. Like, you know, plumber...
Electrician,
bricklayers,
carpenters, gas, cooker repairers.
What of vulcanizer, like?
Including vulcanizers. Okay. They have over 138 services on the app.
Wow. So how does this app work?
Interesting. I know a lot of people are familiar with how Uber works. So it's same methodology, same way, right? So what we do with the app is we have two different apps, uh-huh. right? There's a partner app and there's also the user app. Uh-huh. So yeah. the partner app, right, when you download it, just the same way your Uber driver. So yeah. you make a request, the driver, or that's the, now the partner,
the partner
see
yeah.
the request, they accept the request, mm-hmm. and they come to your location. Mm. And just as simple as that.
Wow. Good stuff.
And that's innovative, and I love it. And it sounds really interesting. And you talked about that, you know, how they can make extra money, you know, with the app. Can you expatiate on that?
Right. So now, you know, the way the modus operandi currently in Nigeria, yeah. right, is let's say I'm a barber now, mm-hmm. and I've learned a trade. I yeah. will start working. So yeah. the first thing is I need to start looking for money to rent a shop, mm-hmm. Buy a generator, and all that. So now with Kaya Help, you don't need all of that. So you needed to do is download the app, right? Mm. So now with the app and your clipper, mm-hmm. you get a request. People call you to their own house to come cut their hair.
Okay.
Like I've been using the app since we launched in February. Wow. That's what I use in cutting my hair.
Wow.
Right.
Wow.
So that's extra money. Now okay. when we did the feasibility study, we found out that, right, other than you working as a job man with someone else, mm-hmm. you probably would be earning like 50 or 60,000 as salary.
Okay.
Now with Kaya Help, you can do minimum of 250,000 a monthly.
Interesting.
Right.
Interesting. All right then. Now, I think that at this point we'll have to open the phone lines.
Yeah.
So that a few people who have questions as to how they can go about using Kaya Help would ask their questions. The phone lines are open right now, 0700-993-993-993. The female owned line is 01465-7190.
All right, go ahead. If you have a question for Adekunle, go ahead, call now and ask. And you heard that some people can make up to 200,000 naira monthly. If mm-hmm. I were you, I would think twice, you know, to say, hey, how can I plug myself in there? So he's right here to answer all the questions you've got. Yeah, right, so call and let's hear from you. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, go ahead. What's your name?
Oh, good afternoon.
Hi, it's morning. Morning.
Okay, I just heard about the Kaya Help.
Yeah.
I have a little concern.
Okay.
You know, in our society today, one thing anybody has to put into consideration, especially when you do stuff like this, mm-hmm. even the Uber, is security. Yeah. You have had cases where you book Uber, by the time the Uber driver comes, it's not what you think he is, mm-hmm. and then who hijacks the situation, and then you're in trouble.
Yeah.
With the Kaya Help team, it's even more dangerous because this person is coming to your house.
Okay.
I don't know what your guests are putting in place.
All right.
Security. All
Thank
right, great.
You for that question.
Valid yeah. question. So let's take note of that. Take another call and they get you to respond to that. All right.
Hello. Okay. 0700-993-993-993. Hello.
Okay. Hello, good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
Mm. Just turn off
How
the
are
volume.
You doing?
Very well, thank you. Is your radio turned off or are you far away from it now?
Okay, let me off the radio.
Okay, then.
Finally.
All right, go ahead.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello?
Yes, we're here with you. Go ahead. What's your name?
Okay. My name is Dominic.
All right, let's talk. What's the question?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. We're listening to
okay.
you.
Okay. I want to ask, how is the laundry? Is it among the list?
Laundry services?
Okay. Yes, it is. Over 138 services.
All right. So the answer is yes. He said yes, it is. Yes. So you might want to listen on your radio. He said yes, laundry is one of them. So one more question, and I will get you to respond to the question of security and the possible next question.
All right. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome. What's your name?
My name is Sidupe.
All right, Dupe, talk to us. Do you have a question?
Thank you for this new innovation.
Mm-hmm.
What I would love to ask the your guest there is, we have asked about security for the person who is coming to do the job.
Mm.
How do you know their competency to do the job if they are not done properly?
Oh-ho.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much. Two questions. Security, competence. What would you have to say about that? How do you address these two worries?
Okay, interesting. I like those two questions. They're vital. Okay, so I'll start with the security before taking the competences. So the security, right, we have different measure that we've put in place. I'll start with what we call an SOS. The SOS button, it's already a pre-designed button on the phone where if you come to, let's say you're a misuse, you come to render the service and the person you're rendering the service to decided to be unruling, all you needed to do is to just press the button, the SOS button, and it will take the geographic location of where you are and send to Nigerian Police, send to an organization, an NGO that is in charge of security and the like, called CF.
Okay.
And with that will go also on Twitter trend, and it will go to your emergency contact that you already pre-registered when you're registering on the app.
Okay.
So, and that geographic location is a GUI, what we call graphics user interface, where people can know the streets and where exactly you are. So immediately police can take that as like a pre police report, you know, where you can afford whatever you want to do with that information. That's one. Then secondly, and this SOS button is not just unique to the user alone, it's not just
also
for the partners, because it goes, security we're talking about goes either
both
way.
Both ways, right.
So now the second one is all the partners that we bring on board, they are duly verified by one of the leading verification companies. So we have two guarantors that they have to submit on the app. So they have two guarantors that they have to submit on the app.
Yeah.
Then apart from the two guarantors, you have your BVN you submit on the app. Mm-hmm. You have your NIN as well that you submit on the app. Then there's address verification. So just your typical KYC. Mm-hmm. So we know where you live, you know your two guarantors.
Yeah.
So all of that are measures that we've already put in place.
Okay.
Now, back to
the competency.
So before you come, part of the document that you put on the app is also the certificate that you learned that job.
Now,
we know some of them probably would have misplaced their certificate. You have to do a sworn in affidavit.
Yeah.
Meaning, this job I know how to do. Some probably was home trained, maybe YouTube and the likes, and you indeed know how to do the job. So you need to sworn in affidavit. Now, we do not now put that on the user, right, to bear with. So in case, right, something goes wrong and you are unable to deliver, there's an insurance that step in. So the insurance will come in and tidy up all of the things. If it's money back guarantee, whatever the contract says, the insurance will step in. And this is the first of its kind, we dare say, in Nigeria, that we have a full protection 360 degree, regardless whatever the situation is.
All right, that's beautiful. That's fantastic. Someone here is saying, how does the Kaya help work? I have it already. And can we put more than one work that if you know how to do several, you know?
Yes, you can. Job.
Okay. So, another question on WhatsApp says, please, how does the service app is spelled? That is Kaya Help. How is it spelled on the app?
Okay, so it's KAYAHELP. It's on iOS. It's on iOS and also on Android. So the Kaya, it's the name, we got the name from the Hausa word load. Okay. So it helps. So we're helping you to take your burden. We're
all
helping
right.
you to take your load. So it's KAYAHELP as one word.
Okay. Right. Beautiful. He said, is it possible to get a refund for a job not well done?
Yes.
I think you
said that. So that's where the insurance and all the likes. And all of this had to be verified because there's a button called dispute button. So if the job has been done and you're not satisfied with it, you have to press the dispute button. Then all the necessary, the legal team and the likes step in and you get a refund.
Okay.
All right. That's enough said. If someone wants to download the app or be a partner or they just want to use the service, how can they do that? Where can they find it? And that will be wrapping up with that. Where can they find the app and how can they also, you know, get to contact you guys in case they have more questions?
Okay. So you can download the app on both Android and iOS platform. And you can also go to our website, kaya.help. So on the website, there's a real-time customer service. So in case you have any other question, you can chat us on our website. You can also speak with us through our social media handles on Twitter, on Instagram, and also on Facebook. So we are on all the social media platforms.
Okay, then. All right. I think that's it for the show today. We promise you that we're going to have a part three of our Family Talk conversation.
Yeah, we have to
stick around for that one. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Sharing us.
All right, that's it for the show, guys. Well, thank you indeed for being a part. And we're running away now.
Right, we're running away indeed. We need to step aside. The news coming up at 12. I am Andrea.
But no, before you go,
okay.
No. What stood out for you in the show today, like, from the beginning to the end, to now?
Well, Well, what is it moment? The women politics in the kitchen?
I think that got me thinking, you know, I just thought of it. I think maybe we just cracked the code.
Yeah.
And then the part where, you know, I get to reminisce how that, you know, mothers, when they're cooking and then they get to that point where, you know, I mean, when they're cooking, they're testing the food.
Mm.
So when they come to the table, they're like, mommy, I'm not eating. So I'm like, I'm not,
filled up the smell, you know, of the
whenever
food.
Whenever I cook, I'm not like, you know, in the mood. See, that really got me cracking, even though it came on the show. But hey, guys, hope you enjoyed every moment of it. You are sure of getting even more tomorrow.
All right, stick around. The news coming up indeed. I am Andrea Odrobi. Take care.
And this is the voice of the microphone heavyweight. Never forget that. Collins. Take care. God bless you.
God bless our homes.
God bless the Federal Republic of Nigeria. Bye for now.